from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Are you guys grinding or are you guys having fun?
Afternoons on the Score.
Hard Knocks.
You know, it's always football season. It's a year-round obsession in this country.
Man, after two tough losses yesterday, I'm wearing a football shirt. I'm wearing a Walter Payton shirt. Let's go. I'm ready.
When I was thinking about it, Bears fans actually get to feel like football season starts earlier. That's what Hard Knocks is. It's like, oh, I love football so much that when Hard Knocks comes back, I'll watch a television show about training camp for a team that I don't root for just because it feels like football. Well, now it's a team we root for.
Man, as starved as this town is every single day for Bears content and conversation and angles and inside stuff, I can't imagine how feverish this audience is going to be for Hard Knocks. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be obviously appointment television, and like there have been times where we discuss TV shows, and sometimes we wait. You know, let's wait a day or two, make sure everybody is caught up and seen it.
No, not this one. This is gonna lead Wednesday's show in August for four consecutive weeks. Maybe it shares the lead with a Cubs game if they're in it and relevant. But
no,
yeah, it feels pretty safe to say.
You take that back, Stoney.
That four consecutive Wednesdays in August, Hard Knocks is going to be the lead on a Wednesday on this show because of something that came out Tuesday, and the first episode is right around the corner, Tuesday, August 6th, right there on Max.
Yeah, Max, that's the place for HBO. I was told. So yeah, I mean, look, and we don't know who the breakout star is going to be. It's been fun to think about, and as we get deeper into the summer and we think about some of the people that are there, like we all have our ideas. I continue to think that the owner himself, George McCaskey, on a scooter, maybe even as an umpire in a suburban rec league softball game, like that's going to get some traction. How often can you have an owner who's kind of wacky and fun like that?
I'd be surprised if the Bears, who were kind of against Hard Knocks for forever, all of a sudden did the complete 180 and now are giving access to George McCaskey's private time and his hobbies like that. But we'll get the inside story on Kevin Warren that we've had a bunch of other times. But it's going to be Caleb, man. They're the perfect Hard Knocks team. They have expectations. They're on the come. They have players that people around the league know, but don't know that well. Like, people know who DJ Moore is, but you don't know him that well. Mm. People know who Keenan Allen is, but you don't know him that well.
Those guys in Rome Odunze, give me as much as you can on the wide receiver mix.
And then everybody has had an opinion on Caleb Williams, but it's the perfect Hard Knocks team. They're good, but not great. The expectations are high, but not ridiculous. They're unknown, but they got star power attached to it. It's a very good Hard Knocks team.
This is the first time that I've wished that Mike Glennon is still on the Bears, just so I could hear Liv Schreiber talk about him. Because there are very specific things, you know, like there's a giraffe. There's Merton Hanks, you know?
Mike Glennon has been battling all camp to secure the backup quarterback job. Right now, he's ahead by a neck.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, we get Floose pronouncing Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Floose is box office, man. He's so coachy. And with the good beard right now, he's gonna be exactly what, you know, the middle-aged women of America are looking for. Like that guy right there.
He has silly nicknames for players that don't make any sense.
Dragon Slayer. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Why is it that the Dragon Slayer is the only one that I remember, too?
<'Cause>
they were all so ridiculous.
They were all ridiculous.
And Dragon Slayer was Jalen. I know that. But, like, they were just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be great. He'll be great.
He'll be great. And like,
but yeah.
So August. Yeah, it's gonna be appointment television.
Hey, governor, let's go, man.
Governor. Yeah, Dave Kerner out there. Man. I didn't realize that. Hope Dave Kerner's enjoying retirement. Retired from WBBM.
Richard Hightower. Yeah. H. Mack.
Oh, H. Mack.
On Hard Knocks.
H. Mack. Hey, Governor. That's amazing. Or was that J.B. Pritzker? Was he lining up at a tackle eligible or something like that?
Yeah, it's possible. He's the swing tackle for the Bears.
Hey, Dino Dex, let's go, man.
Dino Dex.
That's Peter Hansen. That's who he's talking about right there.
That's a surprising twist.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
That our intern is actually Dino Dex.
Well, and this is the game within the game. Who's going to be the media star? Is there a confrontational question from Jason Leisure? Is there a moment of awkwardness from Mark Potash? Does Mark Carmen make an appearance trying to get a laugh? Will Mark Grody be talking to Tevin Jenkins about something oddly personal?
Oh, man, it's such a good question.
You know, there's going to be...
It should be Potsy's moment. I would love to see...
If Mark Potash became a meme.
Yeah. if HBO's time. Like... Who is this guy? This is Central Casting Chicago media person who's talking about, you know, this is the way that McMahon did it. I mean, I remember, you know, I mean, that guy.
I've seen 62 quarterback of this here Chicago Bear.
That would be so great. And a willingness to ask the uncomfortable questions and lean in.
He's known as Potsy. But these aren't happy days in the Bears media room.
Yes. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Danny, that's so money.
The possibilities are endless, man. This is going to be great content.
And this is one writer who doesn't see covering the Bears as a leisure activity. That's right.
It's really good. It's really good.
And we'll just send him to live. Lev? Leave?
Live golf?
Lev? I don't know.
No. The better part is we can just watch it on Max.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. 8 o'clock on Wednesdays.
That'll work.
Coming in August. Hey, Jason Benetti was broadcasting White Sox games recently.
He was.
He sounded really good.
He did. And Friday night with just a brutal end to the latest White Sox embarrassing loss, that one. And Benetti had some plates to spin as he dealt with that. And I thought he nailed it completely.
So we'll catch up with him. Any excuse to talk to Jason Benetti next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.